music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yeah. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Balling with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. 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 S&M all day.
Yeah, y'all, we right back. Talking music with Mo Agar. Another again, another episode. We back for another week. Yeah, some good things are happening, y'all. First and foremost, we want to be able to, you know, give a warm shout out to those who have been supporting our network. Not only my show, but the network thus far. You know, I think it's growing. And, you know, it's good to have people that's actually, you know, tuning in to the show. You know, we're providing positive energy, positive messages, things that are going to be able to help your life, help your career, and, you know, and everything else that goes along with it. Once again, you know, we want to talk about the Boston situation. You know, they finally caught the kid. His brother was actually killed. I believe they have the kid in custody. I'm not sure of the charges as of yet, but obviously, you know, they will be pretty strict considering what happened last week. So we're back once again, man. You know, the website should be coming out soon, man. The Easy Way Broadcast website is going to be major, man. We're really looking forward to that website, man. And shout out to the boy Eric Zuli. Shout out to Tina Truman, who's doing an excellent job in producing this show and making things happen, not only for myself, but for others. We're providing opportunities for people to actually come on the show and talk about their products, talk about whatever they have going on musically, to whatever entrepreneurial aspect that you have in your life, man. It's awesome to be able to help people, you know, especially up-and-coming people, from athletes to, you know, entertainers and, you know, and view us all in a positive light, because, you know, I feel like this show is giving people the opportunity to be able to speak their mind, talk about the real life issues, and talk about it from the, you know, the standpoint where they feel like it's more adequate for the world to actually hear that. So we're working hard, of course. We're growing. So I need you guys to stay tuned to the website that I have, and it's www.moager.com. Go and grab the album. The album is doing really well, man. I'm thankful to God that I've been able to be blessed with a bunch of cool little opportunities that led from the actual album. The whole Motown movement has been prosperous, and, you know, it's going to continue to grow, you know, as I continue to grow my brand and grow my brand and grow my foundation. You know, that's one thing I want to tell you guys. It's all about patience, man, having patience and faith. You want to build an empire, it takes time. It takes a team. It takes failure. It takes discouragement. It takes getting back up and continue to move forward and not having a loser mentality, because it's a lot of people that give up just because they get discouraged or they have a fear. So you got to continue to chase your goals, man. Believe in God and put forth the effort in order to be able to, you know, achieve your goals. You know, last week I went to a Grammy event, and it was really inspiring. You know, I'm going to be on Grammy committee now, you know, the voting committee, and that's a step towards to, you know, me reaching my personal goal and winning the Grammy at some point in my life, Lord willing. I'm going to continue to put out this good music, keep working hard, and keep having faith and confidence in what I'm doing. But the event was great, you know, some good networking, good marketing. You know, I went with my dog, Yannick Beats, who we will have on the show today, and he will be talking to us about some of the good things he have going. You know, this kid is awesome, man. You know, he's one of my good friends out here in L.A. He's really inspired me as a musician, and, he's tough on me musically, you know, and on a business aspect, on how we need to deal with things. And me and him have, you know, some of the realest conversations walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard just trying to figure out how we're going to put this thing together. And putting that good energy in the air, you know, he's doing some good things with designing. He's also a music producer himself. You know, he writes, he raps, he composes, and he's doing a lot of special things. The kid is, you know, doing a lot of screenwriting and you know, making it happen, man. Young people in Hollywood, we're doing it the right way, and working hard. So let's get it, man. Let's bring on the boy Yannick Beats. What up, though? Y'all, you there, brother?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, doggy. What it do?
What's good?
Man, I can't even call it, dog. You don't support some music with Mo Agan. You already know what it is, man. You know, we bringing the truth and realness to hip-hop, to Hollywood, and to your front step. Hey, man, tell the whole world who you are, doggy.
Man, my name is Yannick Beats. I come from everywhere. I was born in Germany, traveled all over the world, seen a lot of people, raised around a diverse community. I do a lot of stuff from designing to music to everything, you know, anything that has to do with creating. I believe that I'm more of a creator than I am anything else. So, yeah, that's what I do.
That's what it is, bro. You know, off subject, off topic, man. First of all, I want to, you know, take the second to let y'all know how this dude tried to clown me last week because I didn't have no numerals on. You know, I had the Jordans on, you know what I mean? They weren't the numeral joints. They were the Jordans brands, dog. You know, I had on the Carmelos, you know what I mean? But he tried to clown me because, you know, they was more like the Dunks. But, you know, he had the numeral boys, you know, the Fresh Prince, no shoestring, high top fade. You know what I mean? I'm over here with the regular joints on. He trying to clown me. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You had the Jordan brands on. You know what I mean? You had the numerals.
Nah, man. It was like the Yeezys, man. They're exclusive, dog. Everybody ain't got them joints. That's what it is, bro. Yeah, man. Before you got on, man, I was just talking about the Grammy event we went to last week, man. Let's talk about how beneficial it is to be around like-minded people in the music industry, man, and how refreshing it was for you.
And it was just great to be around creators, man, just knowing that, you know, we're in the city full of dreams and we're around people who are dreamers just like us. Like, you can't be weird if you're in L.A. You know, there's no such thing as weird in L.A. So, you know, you coming from your hometown and stuff like that, thinking that you're the weirdest person there or you're different, you come to L.A. and you realize that a lot of people are just like you. So it was a wonderful evening. I mean, we met a lot of people. Got a lot of business cards, got a lot of opportunities just to show our craft and to show, to really, to be honest with you, just to show how good we really are and to get our validation on being where we're at right now. You know what I'm saying? How was
that
for you,
man? Yeah, I mean, it was cool, man. Let me ask you this question. How important do you feel like it is to be in L.A. and be in a place, as you, like you just said, as a comfort zone? To a certain degree, me personally, I feel like L.A. has been a love-hate relationship. You know, I've had my battles out here in L.A., but I feel like some of the opportunities and the things that came about by being in L.A. is really, you know, taking me over the top. And I feel like I can't see myself living anywhere else just because of the simple reason of, you know, I don't want to say I'm weird, but, you know, being around so many like-minded people, whether you know them or not, whether you hang out with them or not, I feel like it's a comfort being here knowing that you're not the only one that sacrificed this, that, and the other to be here. You know, nobody's going to look at you crazy because you didn't follow up on whatever you feel like. You know, obviously, you know, I played in the NBA. You know, I came out here to pursue my music career and, you know, and brand myself. And that's something I feel like I want to do in my life. So it's easy for me to be here and not people, when people applaud it, versus if I'm anywhere else in the nation, they're like, oh, well, that was kind of stupid, Mo. Maybe you shouldn't have did that. But here in L.A., this is one place you can go and lightweight, be accepted, and feel comfortable chasing your dreams.
Yep, you're right. True. That's the reason why we moved out here. You know, that's
absolutely
the reason why I moved out here, man. Pursue my dream, man. We all had those sacrifices to get here, and we're still sacrificing a lot of stuff right now as we seek to you know, for our dreams. So, yeah, man, I'm with you on that.
Let me ask you this. So what do you have going on, man? I hear you got a shoe in the works, man. Let's talk about the shoe, bro.
I mean, I got a shoe in the works, man. I can't tell you who I got it for right now, who I'm doing it for. It's still a secret project, but just believe me when I tell you that the people that I am doing this for, they are about to be one of the biggest known names in the country. I'm actually I'm the designer. I'm actually designing the shoe. I actually know the manufacturer. I got it manufactured and drew it up. You know, just putting a lot into it, working on that. I just got a clothing line coming out soon. I got an investor who's backing me up. We're about to push it to the streets. It's called Free Drones, something brand new, something different, something futuristic. Man, I got I got an album that I'm working on called Barnell Hill, Quantum Leap. That's going to be an amazing thing happening. I got, hopefully, if we still continue, I'll have me and Mo will have an album out together. Man, just working, just steady, not being stagnant. You can't be stagnant in L.A. You might get pushed around. Oh, I also got a couple of scripts. I already had a script get greenlit. Just doing everything, man, doing everything, trying to do everything.
You sound like you're getting in, brother, you know. Absolutely, man. I have to applaud you for going hard, you know, being proactive and allowing your craft and your ability to be able to do other things. Let me ask you this, bro.
Mm-hmm.
How important do you feel like it is to have a brain to be able to do all those things? So what I'm really saying is taking the music, which is the brain of everything, and tying everything in around that. Using the music as commercials, how important do you feel like a Puffy who uses music basically to promote Sean John, Ciroc. You know, the music is cool. That's what we love to do. It's the fun part. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But building an overall brand, man, you need to be able to use your music as outlets. How important do you feel like that is, bro?
Oh, definitely very important. I mean, when you first come into the game, you just want to do music, and then you realize, man, it's more than just music. I mean, music has to be used as a tool to get you to where you want to go. I wouldn't have met a lot of people if it wasn't for the music that led me on to doing other things that I knew I could do, like to design, where it came, you know, and that ties in hand in hand because, you know, we meet a lot of people in a studio who are certain people. You know, for instance, if I'm in a studio with Big Sean or something, and I'm a designer and I got some T-shirts with me, but he knows I'm a producer, I throw him a T-shirt. So then I can help two brands, not just the music, but also my T-shirt line. Or if I got some shoes that I design, I throw it to him too. But that's what happens. Music helps out a lot of different avenues. You want to know how to act and you want to be an actor, music can put you in that position where you're sending music to, say, a friend of yours who needs it for, you know, some movie or whatever. And then, you know, you start to build a relationship. Next thing you know, you're like, man, you ever want to do movies? And you're like, yeah, I always going to do movies. Say, hey, you should come here, you know what I'm saying, try out. You know what I'm saying? It all works hand in hand, but it does take a lot of patience and it takes a lot of networking and grinding and being there at the right places, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's definitely what it is, man. You know what? Timing is everything. And, you know, a lot of people talk about how they want to meet this person, meet that person. But first of all, if you haven't set yourself up,
mm-hmm.
with your work, it will be pointless. Like, all right, cool, I want to meet Jay-Z. But it's like, what you going to do when you meet Jay-Z, man?
Yeah.
Talk to him about what you got. Like, Jay-Z not trying to hear that. You have to have product. So I feel like, you know, when you work hard and you develop a product and you perfect your craft, whatever it may be, you have to be ready for these situations, man, and whether you're a clothing design or whether you're doing music, man. Say if you're a producer, like we make beats. We make beats and we produce records.
Mm-hmm.
I walk around with that thumb drive in my pocket. I never mm-hmm. know. I can be at I can be at Chick-fil-A, man, and run into, who knows? I'll be like, I produce. They'd be like, oh, where, here's some beats. Boom. Put that joint right in the laptop, whatever headphones, and we rocking. And that's so you know,
yep.
you created a situation just because you was ready. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't understand preparation is key. Like, if you're not prepared for any situation, man, opportunity is useless, bro, you know?
Yep, you got to be a brand, man. Ain't nobody just going to pick you up because you're just a producer. You know what I'm saying? That's as hard as it's very hard to do that nowadays, man. You got to be multi-talented in a lot of stuff. You just can't be a producer. You got to be a producer, rapper, songwriter, writer, engineer, actor, director. Yeah, you literally got to be a transformer. You got to be Optimus Prime. You got to be ready to change positions at all times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to be ready. If you're not ready, then this is definitely not the place for you. You know what I mean? Some people come out here and just think, oh man, I did it in my city, I'm gonna come here and do it. It's not even about that, man. This is L.A. is the city of cool kids, man. If you were a cool kid from where you were at and you come here, you got to start all the way from the bottom of the map. You know what I'm saying? And you have to start all over again to trying to be recognized. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy, you know, but you do have to brand yourself the most. You have to brand yourself.
Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That makes perfect sense because, like, all right, I'm going to use me as an example. You know, you mean, you know, I'm not afraid to put myself out there. I went to college. I went to Michigan State, All-American in school, led the Big Ten in scoring my senior year, led my team to a Final Four with that guy in college. You make it to the NBA, nobody cares. You have to start all over again. So that's uh-huh. almost the same thing. You can be the guy in Toledo, but that doesn't yep. mean nothing on Sunset Boulevard. They're like, all right, cool. What have you done here in Hollywood, man? So, I mean, I think, what? And on the contrary, but there's a lot of people that move out here that's already established. So I think L.A. works both parts, man. There's a lot of people that come out here and make it. But a lot of people that really, really flourish out here are the ones who actually establish something somewhere else. Like, let's use the Fresh Prince, for example. You know, he had a decent little, you know, his music career was lightweight popping. So by the time he got out here, you know, people already knew who he was a little bit. So it helped him, right?
Yep.
You know? So what's good, man? Who you got in the playoffs, dog?
I mean, winning or just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go for Bron, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really a Heat fan, but I am a LeBron fan. So, you know what I'm saying? I love LeBron, but at the same time, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, you know what I'm saying? So I want my Knicks to go. I mean, I know it's going to be hard to beat the Heat, but I just want to make sure the Melo gets it in. Shout out to that boy J.R. Smith. He out there won sixth man of the year. He won, you know, overall, but Jamal Crawford definitely been real close. They could have got sixth man of the year to me, but J.R. Smith picked up the slack when Carmelo was down for New York, and you know, I really feel like the East is going to win it no matter who it is. I mean, the West Coast, I would say OKC could do something, but, man, you know, not having James Harden is a huge problem, you know, huge problem. So I'm going for the Knicks. Who you going for?
Honestly, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that he's going to win it again, man. I think right now, you know, they got it. I think, you know, of course, LeBron is on a whole other level right now. Those guys are rolling, man. Honestly, I feel like it's going to be the Heat, and I think it's going to be the Heat and the Clippers, bro.
Clippers are always suspect a little bit, but you know what? I might say that too, because Clippers, it's time for them to get that. It's time for them to go ahead and get to the finals, man. They put too much money over there.
Yeah, I think from front to back, you know, from
they got crazy bench.
They're the most talented team in the playoffs right now, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got the best bench, so.
Definitely, and that's key. And then you got a guy like Bledsoe just, oh, my God, he's out there doing whatever he want to do right now. And then you got Chauncey Billups, who just came back off an injury. You know, one thing I noticed, man, I think, like, ever since Chauncey Billups been with CP3, I'm starting to see that Chauncey swag in CP a little bit. Remember, with Chauncey, you know, he always had that demeanor about himself. Like, he was super, super confident. You know what I mean? I'm starting to see that in Chris Paul, man. Have you seen a difference in Chris Paul since Chauncey Billups been on the?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've even heard Chris Paul say that Chauncey Billups has been one of his mentors even before he was even on the Clippers. So I see a little bit of Chauncey and Chris Paul. You know what I'm saying? Like, just that hunger, just nonstop. Because Chauncey, he was crazy good when he was over at Denver. Then he went to New York. He was amazing in New York. And when he went to the Clippers, I'm like, man, this is gonna be amazing. And you can just see that they are the leaders of the team. You know what I'm saying? Simple and plain. They are the leaders. You know, I could tell that. They getting in Blake Griffin, telling him to step up, you know what I mean? Because of that, Blake Griffin's playing way better, you know what I'm saying, working on his post moves a lot better. You know what I'm saying? He still ain't got a true shot, you know what I'm saying, but he's working on a lot of stuff, and I think that's due to Chris Paul and Chauncey Billups, man.
Definitely, bro.
Even that boy DeAndre Jordan, man, if it wasn't for Chris and them feeding that boy that ball, man, he wouldn't get as many looks as he does, you know what I mean?
Oh, it definitely helps playing with point guards like Chris Paul when you can jump out the gym. So, I mean,
yeah,
he's going to make your life easier. Man, speaking of sports and music, man, what about your boy Jay-Z, man? I already sold his shares because,
smart.
I think, isn't it because, you know, he got the agency? How does that work?
He's smart. I think the NBA, or not the NBA, it's what it is when he becomes an agent, it's contradictory to be, to also have a stake in the team, because you can influence a person, you know, a free agent by having him be like, you know, sign with us, I can get you on a team, just because he has that. So he could not own any piece of the Nets, but he does own the piece of the Barclays Center. So he'll forever have his seat there, and he can still have his sports agency, but his sports agency right now is only good for baseball. But he has to get approved by different sports agencies to do football and basketball and things like that. So right now I think he has Cano from my favorite team, New York Yankees. And he's gonna keep on pushing, man. I can see that boy Ortiz by next year, they're saying Ortiz can be part of it too. So it's gonna be a trip, that boy Jay-Z smart. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z made the blueprint for us to follow, bro. You know what I'm saying? That was the truth.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, man. Along with guys like, you know, the Puffies, the Master P's, a lot of guys. You know, I think Master P was one of the first guys who actually was a rapper turned agent. You know, he still has one. I know he represented a few guys. I remember early on he represented Ricky Williams. But, that's cool, man. Let me ask you a few questions, bro. So what are some of the things that actually keep you motivated every single day?
To be honest with you, man, I think the people around me and, you know, the city that I'm from, man, like the state I'm from, I'm a military kid, so I lived everywhere, but where I went to high school in New Mexico, and, you know, we don't have nothing in New Mexico, you know what I'm saying, period. We don't have no football team, no basketball team, we got nothing professional out there, you know what I'm saying, real professional. We don't have nothing. You know, the only thing that we root for are things around us, you know what I'm saying? So, they're rooting for my boy Austin Trout, who lost the fight against Canelo this past weekend. But we don't have nothing in New Mexico, man. I just wanted to be that face in New Mexico that, you know, people can be proud of. I'm knowing who I am and where I came from, you know what I'm saying, to keep on grinding and, you know, at least try to do what I did, you know, go for their dreams. So, I mean, I think the city that I'm from and the state that I'm from is really the motivation for everything.
That's cool, man. All right, man, that's what it is. We with the boy Yannick. We're about to take a quick commercial break. Sports and music with Mo Agher, Easy Way Broadcast. Let's get it.
Peace.
I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet, and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you that hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azulee and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming week. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
I already know, man. Sports music, which I heard it before. Hey, man. Easy Way. Hollywood It Guy. You already know what it is, man. Make sure y'all follow my homie, Eric Azulee, at Eric Azulee on Twitter. And, yeah, figure out some good things you need to know. And once again, you know, if you guys missed previous shows, it's okay to log on to easywaybroadcast.com and, you know, check out all the shows that you missed. And I'm not the only one with great shows on this network, man. We have a gang of great shows that are, you know, might be right up your alley. You might not like sports. You might like dancing. You might not like dancing, but you might like finances. So check out the boy Rick Rodman on Sundays. And let's get it, man. We back with sports and music. Yannick, you still there, though?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. So what? So how old were you when you realized, like, man, I want to do music, man. I want to be a creator. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know. When were you, like, tell me what age group, man, you know, because a lot of people start late, some people figure it out early. What about yourself?
I've always been into art, so I've always been creating ever since I was a kid. So, I mean, to really start doing music, I mean, it started around, I'd say, 11 or 12, when a friend of mine got a keyboard, you know, just a regular keyboard. I used to just want to go over there and just play on the keyboard. I was raised around the church, so I had a lot of time of actually going around the church and playing on the organ. And, you know, I didn't know what I was actually doing, but I just liked the sound of it. So, you know, the creative part have always been into me. So I've been doing this for a little while, man, you know.
That's cool. When did you actually get dope at it, though? A lot of people start when they're younger. That doesn't
know,
mean
right?
That you're good when you're young. When did you become actually... When did you feel like you were good?
Well, at actually making beats, I think I got dope around college. I'd say before my freshman year in college, so like the summer going in from senior to a freshman, man. I started making some stuff that people were like, "Yo, that mess is hard." And it wasn't people that. I knew it was real because it wasn't. The people didn't know that it was me who made the tracks. But people were like, "Who made this? Who made this?" And then, you know, they told me. And then a friend of mine introduced me to sampling. And I had a sample. He had the two turntables and the mic, and he used to sample off of vinyl. And literally, my freshman year, he changed my life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy DJ Ash. He out in Austin right now. He be doing the South by Southwest, and he taught me a lot, man. So shout out to him for sampling.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, sampling is key, especially in hip hop. You know, when I'm making beats, you just don't feel like coming up with melodies or nothing like that. Now you might have a crazy drum pattern with the crazy snares, the hi hats, and everything going dope, but you're like, man, you know what, man? Let me go ahead and find me a dope sample to put behind this and make it all make sense. You know what I mean? Not to be lazy, but sometimes you just want to put a sample in there, you know, just to bring back that feel, man. It's a feel that you just can't capture on your own, you know, because basically just because I feel like back in the day, you know, when they was in those rooms making those crazy songs, man, it was all one. It would be four or five people in there, you know. One person might be on the guitar, the other person might be on the roads, you might have a singer. It was so organic at that time, man. Do you feel like we're missing that music nowadays, man? You know, people coming together and actually just sitting in a room and just coming up with records?
Yeah, man, I think it's way harder than it used to be to actually do that. You know, back in the days, everybody who was a musician could actually play an instrument. You know, nowadays you don't even need a violinist to have a violin on your track. You don't need a trumpet to have a person who can play the trumpet, you know, to get on your track. You can do that all yourself. So it's very hard. I wish it would come back, but I don't see that coming back anytime soon. You know what I mean? It's really hard and expensive to do that now.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you think about it, I think it goes both ways. I feel like it's easier and it's harder at the same time because, you know, you gotta pay musicians, you know, you have to pay engineers. But the only reason why I say it's easier because, you know, at that time they had to do 30,000 takes. Nowadays, you know, you just bang it out running Pro Tools, you know what I mean, just copy and paste the files, and then they had to do it from start to finish, you know what I mean? So it's like, you messed up. Man, that's why, you know, Joe Jackson and the cats were spazzing. They're like, all right, man, we got the studio time. Y'all over here messed up. We got to start all over again because y'all want to mess up. You know what I mean? Nowadays, you got edit, paste, you know, and it's so much easier with the digital world. So, you know, it has its pros and cons. You know, I'm just talking about authenticity. I can't even say the word. So, you know, just the organic feeling of people coming together making that good music. And in a sense, whenever we produce records, you know, that's how they usually come together. We have two or three people in the room. We have Sean on the guitar, you know, me and you building around the drum, programming, coming up with cool melodies. So, you know, it's different now. But, you know,
yeah,
we put them together and make some cool things.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. That, I mean, I wish it would come back, you know what I'm saying, bring that more authentic. But you know what? It does come back when you're an established artist, man. Like, when you're an established artist, you got a catalog of different people you can use, you know, to give you that Quincy Jones feeling, you know what I'm saying? To have you a bass guitarist and a drummer and, you know, sort of like Justin Timberlake, you know what I'm saying? He has a band, you know what I mean? So he can play, he can have whatever's on his mind actually be played by different musicians. I mean, but you have to get to that certain level to actually be able to do that and it be affordable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Switching subjects, man, how important do you feel like social media plays a key role in, you know, just in everything we're doing right now?
I think there's a great benefit. There's a benefit and a hindrance at the same time. I think it's a great benefit to have your stuff out there on social media to get your name out. That's the way you're trying to get your name out. Go on social media, you know, put yourself on YouTube, you know, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, if you're a new artist, try to get your name out there. That's how you can definitely, you know, get signed and get looked at. At the same time, I mean, for me, I gotta take it, you know, how I feel. I also feel the greats, like a Michael Jackson and different people, they would have never came on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? They would have never had their life open up like that. And because of that mystery, it made you want to buy an album. It made you want to know about this person even more because you didn't know about this person. And the only way you can know about this person is by listening to that person's music. Or whenever that person came out on TV, you would wait to, oh, Michael Jackson's going to be on? Oh, I'm going to have to wait. What time is he coming on? 7 o'clock. So you would wait to see what he looks like because you had no idea who he was. And you just, you know, that mystique, you know, brings a lot of attention. And that's something that I'm working on right now, man. I'm just trying to work on a mystique. I want certain people to know about me, but I don't want the whole world to know about me. So, you know, even when you hear my music, you're not even going to know it's me. You know, simple as that. You're not even going to know it's me.
That's what's up, man. You know, I feel it is important for everybody to have their own approach and different things. And, you know, some of the hottest artists in the world, you know, you probably never seen them before. It's like, what's the name of the band that, you know, they never take pictures of the Gorillaz, but they...
Yeah, the Gorillaz.
Yeah, yeah, you never see them. But that's what made them special. I feel like a person like The Weeknd, it took us a while to figure out who The Weeknd was.
Exactly.
We were like, this dude is dope, but it's like, we never seen him. That was his whole thing, the mysterious aspect of it. And I feel like, you know, of course, like anything else, things get watered down. I feel like, you know, Twitter at this point is just basically a popularity contest. I tell people all the time. Not to say it's not, you can't make business on Twitter. Yes, you can. You can make business on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever else social network. But I feel like nowadays, I think people find ways to be able to ruin a good thing. And it gets discouraging knowing that, you know, we have so many powerful tools and people, you know, use them for the bad, man. It's like, come on, you know, like we supposed to be on here getting it in, like networking and this, that, and the other. So it's become so diluted to a point where once you reach out to a certain person, man, they might think you trying to just, I don't know, they think you like somebody else. Look for a handout. You might be on there.
Exactly.
It's
funny that you brought up the gorillas. I mean, I know somebody who knows some of the people who are in the gorillas, and if I would have told you, you know, if I named one of the people who are actually in the gorillas, you would look at this person totally different, you know what I'm saying? And he was a very popular rapper back in his day. But because of that, the mystique, you're willing to, you know, if you found out who he was, you would kind of look at their music a little bit different. So that mystique also helps out a lot because, say, for instance, a person like, who's a washed-up rapper right now? Let's say Black Rob, okay? Let's say Black Rob from Bad. Just think about it. Let's say Black Rob from Bad Boy back in the 90s, okay? He came out with a record right now, and you knew it was Black Rob. Would you really buy the album? Even if it was the newest, hottest future music you've ever heard, the best you ever heard, you wouldn't buy the album because you'd be like, man, that's Black Rob. But if Black Rob changed his name and you never knew he was part of a group and that group came out with the same song, you'd be like, wow, this song is amazing. It's because you got to rebrand yourself. Look at 2 Chainz. Look at 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, original name was what? He was out of the player circle. So once nobody was going to buy tracks. Nobody was going to listen to him. Nobody was listening to him, only when he was part of Player Circle. I think that's the name of the Player
correct.
Circle.
But at least to this point, you know, hats off to 2 Chainz because he's one of those guys who stuck with it. You know, and even when you go back and listen to his old music, he's rapping the exact same. Like, it's constant, it's slow, it's everything that's saying. But, you know, one thing you have to give him credit, whether you like his music or not, he stuck with it. He believed in himself. He saw something in himself where he was like, okay, eventually I'm going to pop. You're like, I might be 40 when it happened, but, you know, eventually it's going to happen.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's key, man, just knowing that you have to have a strong mind, man, and being faithful.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know, man, my thing is faith, man, and believing in God, man, believing that he gave you the ability to be able to accomplish certain things and really give him the glory, obviously. So, you know, I think it all goes hand in hand, man. You know, like, come on, man, 2 Chainz been in it for a while, man. Believe it or not, man. Rick Ross and Jeezy, those guys are older, man. And then they was rapping for a very long time before they actually got their break.
Yep. Plies, look at Plies. Plies is old, too.
Yeah, they just stuck with it. You know, they stuck with it. And I feel like in anything, man, you stick with something, man, and you actually have a little bit of talent, man, perseverance, hard work. I mean, I think all those things, you know, get you to that point, you know. If you're super talented and you continue to work hard, man, you can win big at the end, man.
Exactly.
Well, that's what it is, dog. Man, you already know, man. I appreciate you for coming on the show. You know, you got to be able to tell the world where they can find Yannick,
aka
Radio Hills, Quantum Link.
You can actually check out a little story about me and Mo, some of our adventures on my YouTube channel, Varnell Hill Show, at Varnell Hill Show at Varnell Hill Show is my Twitter, and then my YouTube channel is at Varnell Hill, the Varnell Hill Show. So if you type in the Varnell Hill Show, you'll see the adventures of Varnell Hill and Mo Ager Part 1. There will be some more episodes coming out. The next one should probably be the Bears story. Which we're working on that one. But you can check me out, like I said, the Varnell Hill Show on YouTube, and then on Twitter you can check me out at at Barnell Hill Show. But at the same time, guys, I don't really do social media too much, so you probably ain't going to know who I am. But, you know, I like it that way. Everybody else will know who I am, so check the people I follow, because they'll be tweeting out my name here and there, and you'll be hearing my music. Once again, the Barnell Hill Show and Barnell Hill Quantum Leap should be coming out either next month or the month after that, but it's going to be an amazing album. Already getting some talks from some people. I have the shoe coming out. I have clothing line, free drones coming out as well. And a lot of other stuff, movies that you'll be seeing, that should be coming out. You'll see them, and you'll never know that I was the person who wrote the script. But a lot of stuff coming out, man. Thank you, Mo Egger, for having me on there. And Mo's an amazing guy, so make sure to peep out his music. He's crazy. I get more advice from him than he gets from me. So let's keep that 100. He's a man. He's a man.
It's all good, man. Appreciate you for coming on the show. And, you know, some people need to go back and find out who Barnell Hill is from the get-go.
Exactly.
Cat
is delicious. You know what I'm saying?
You smoke more than he. Same time. I'm running things.
Hey,
all right, bro. Well, man, thanks for joining us again, man. You know, enjoy the rest of your Taco Tuesday. I might have a Taco Tuesday tonight. I don't know yet. I ain't figured it out, man. I might just go by the store and get some turkey meat, you know what I mean, to work. But anyway, man, thanks for joining us, dog. I will have it later on, man. Let's get it.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, yeah, we reached the end of our segment with Mo Egger on Easy Way Broadcast, Sports and Music. We doing it big, man. Thanks again for all the supporters, for everyone that's out there supporting the show. We're going to continue to grow. Stay involved with the movement, man. We're doing some incredible things, you know. Our captain, Eric Zuli, Easy, Hollywood It Guy, man. He got us doing some amazing things, man. You know, it feels good to be able to interact with our fans and, you know, talking to you guys. You know, it's about changing lives, doing it in a positive way, and giving back. So that's what we want to continue to do. And the website will be coming soon, and it will be nice and polished, full of information that you need from us. You know, us hosts and our rest of the celebrities that's on the actual network, easywaybroadcast.com. But in the meanwhile, Mr. Zuli, you already know what I'm about to do. It's www.moeager.com. Go ahead and check out the website. We're continuing to add different things and update different things on the website. You know, whatever you need to know about myself, music production, mixing, mastering, writing, commercials. I do music for commercials, highlight reels, you name it. I do it all musically. So holler at me. Let's get it. Have a good week, a blessed week, you guys. And check us out next week. We have some cool guests on again. Let's get it. Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting. We out.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.